Just wanted to have an opportunity to talk to you before you came back home.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pleasure once again to see you, and I'd like to welcome you to the WCLK audience, Earl. And I've had an opportunity, obviously, to have watched you since the 70s when you were in Nob Hill in Detroit. And not only follow you, but we have some common friends, the Bass family, obviously, over the years. And one of the things I really want to look at, though, you're on tour now, and you'll be performing at Georgia Tech. And I really noticed that you've included in your performances, once again, the Night of Guitars with two great artists, Norman Brown, as well as Chuck Loeb. And one of the things I really want to question you about is the fact of what encouraged you to choose these particular two artists.
They were very much my friends over the years, you know, over the last 20, 25 years. You know, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of guitarists, you know, which is really a lot of fun. You know, that's how that whole Night of Guitar thing started, when we actually, I did some shows with Chet Atkins, and then from that it bloomed into working with George Benson. And as I got older, you know, there was a lot of younger players like Norman Brown, and so it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's something that I really enjoy doing, because you know, the sum of the parts are much bigger than the individual guitar players, and it gives you a real a chance to change your ideas around and play a little differently. You know, I really enjoy that, because that's what the whole idea of improvised music and is really about. It's like sharing the music and just trying to create something that is very musical and something you can enjoy.
Yes, I've noticed that over the years that you've been able to adapt to many different styles of music. You've been nominated 24 times for a Grammy, and you've won a Grammy as well. And another thing that I've noticed recently that you've done, you've collaborated with Georgia Tech with a three-year residency that includes performances with some of the young jazz artists at Georgia Tech and some of the area students. How did that come about?
It's just, for me, it's fun. You know, I really like connecting with the younger guitarists, you know, and the student guitarists as well. You know, it's very, it really makes me feel good to be able to extend that way and put together just some meaningful music. You know, I enjoy with working with the actual students and with the actual like Norman Browns and George Benson's, and you know, it's all about just giving things back to the community and reaching out to the players that you think really have a shot of learning how to really be one of the next generation players. You know, it's something that I think it's important to do and take time and do. So that's what it's about for me. You know, I just really enjoy that. And I find too that most of the guitar players, we enjoy playing with each other. It's different than a piano. You can't have three pianos in that room. You know, well, you can, but you know what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So this is something that I always enjoy doing, and it really feels like giving back to the music, and I just keep it going. I just really I really enjoy all styles of guitar playing. You know,
obviously,
I love just about everything.
Love everything. Yeah, I've watched you grow continually over the last four decades, and one of the questions I've always wanted to ask you is the fact that what inspires you to continually sustain your artistic purpose? What gives you that drive?
It's just what I do. Every day I wake up, when I'm home or if I'm on the road and have some downtime,
you keep the guitar right in your hand 24/7?
Huh?
You keep the guitar in your hand 24/7? I'm only kidding.
Pretty much.
Really?
It's been that way for me for a long, long time. It's great. I think the guitar itself is just a great instrument for sharing ideas and music. You can sit next to each other or across from each other and play. And it's really a great way to learn how to really learn your instrument, because you have to be able to, especially in the jazz world, you have to be able to adapt and adjust almost continuously, in some instances. In other instances, where you have a fair amount of sheet music and that type of thing, it brings another color into the mix, because when you're looking at something and you have a chance to play it one way for four or five times or something, what I notice is that pretty soon the written page goes away and everybody starts improvising, which is a very strong, a big component of jazz. So that's what I really enjoy. All of the above,
All the above. Interesting enough, you've got a new release out, hand-picked, and you'll be appearing at the Robert First Theater on April 12th. At 8
yes.
p.m., will you be playing anything from your new release?
Yes. Yeah. I'm, usually when the new albums are out, we try to promote them. But in this case, my album is kind of in the mid-life right now. So what I'm doing is we're going to do a little bit of everything that my career has been about, and so it's going to be a lot of things, some solo music, band music, just a really good time. I'm really looking forward to,
You're one of the most versatile and world-renowned artists that play guitar, and you're constantly on the move. I used to see you sometime walking your dog. Now I see the dog walking the guitar. What happened? No, I'm only kidding. But I just wanted to thank you really most of all for, taking the time to grace the audience of WCLK. We look forward to seeing you perform on April 12th. And, of course, I'll come back and say hello, Earl. And I really am really glad that I've had a chance to follow your career from inception, because it makes a major difference to me as a listener and also the audience in enjoying how much you not only have improvised and collaborated with other artists, but how much new material and a body of work that you put out. And we really appreciate you. Any closing remarks?
Oh. like you say, I'm still just, I'm trying to find my way too, as far as musically speaking. I still write a lot of music, and I try to spend a couple hours at least every day on my instrument as much as I can, and that's a real inspiration to me.
Your inspiration to all of us. Thank you so much, Earl. We look forward to seeing you when you come back home at the Robert Ferguson on April 12th at 8 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be looking for you.
Look for it. Take care now. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.